奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来看圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue studying the Bible.
刚刚那个启示，我用一个经文，我们来看一下以赛亚书二十九章。
So we'll turn to a Bible verse for the revelation that I was talking about. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 29.Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5. Sorry, from verse 9 onwards. This is pretty famous.
对神的话，有时候时候没到没有办法理解。
For the words of God, when if the timing is not right, then we wouldn't understand it.
譬如说但以理书啊。
For example, the book of Daniel.
时候不到，你不要问，一直问，问到最后，说神爱你的话，就说你回家吧。
Because he kept on asking, and God loved him, so God just asked him to go home.
这是最好的了哈。
This was the best case.
那如果你再一直问问问，那神已经讲了。不要问了哈，那你问那伤感情啊，到最后你就跑掉了。
If you continue to ask and God tells you it's not time,
你就想东想西啊
，you might wonder a lot and leave。
那有时候是时代性的问题哦。
And other times it's because of the generation。
比如时代就是那个。
The limitation from time。
对，比如说以赛亚的时代。
For example, the time of Isaiah.
开始要一个，就那个时代要，人家说时代尾了，时代末了，这时代要结束了。
It was the end of that era.
哎，那是没有办法的。
And there's nothing they could do.
你看，你们等候惊奇吧。第九节哈。
In verse 9. 哎，
什么呢？你们厌乐昏迷吧，他们醉了。不是因为酒了，他们东倒西歪，不是因为浓酒。
They're drunk, but not because of wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink.
第十节。
Verse ten.
因为神将沉睡的灵浇灌他们。
For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep.
封闭那个什么你们的眼。
And has closed your eyes.
门盖你们的头。
And he's covered your heads.
那你的眼是什么？先知。
And the eyes are the prophets.
你的头呢？是先见。
The heads are the seers. 啊，
所以在这个时代的话，大家都醉了，迷了。
So people of that time were intoxicated.
讲什么都讲不通。
And doesn't matter what you say to them, they don't understand.
那个以赛亚接下来就是耶利米嘛，哈。
And the book after Isaiah is Jeremiah.
耶利米那个时代实在是。就耶利米一直撑住啊。
And during the time of Jeremiah, he was trying to support the congregation.
但是已经时代已经到了。
But the time has come.
到最后没有办法。
And there's nothing they could do.
那在这里，第十一节哈。
And in verse 11.
那讲末世来。
About the end time.
啊，你念一下十一节。
The whole vision has become you like the word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, say, read this please. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed.
这说所有的末世你们看如封住的书卷。
So the whole vision has become like a book that's sealed.
那是一个封住的时代。
That the era that he was in was a sealed era.
如果封住了。
If it was sealed.
你把这个书哈，就是写的这本书交给识字的人看。
Even if you give that book to someone who's literate. 啊，
所以在这里我们可以看到识字的哈。
Here we see literate.
用这个代替好了哈，识字的。
Someone's literate.
我们刚画的哈，这本来是一个书啊，识字应该看得懂啊。
This is a book. Someone who can read should be able to read it.
他。字可以看得懂
if you can, they can understand the words,
但是书是意义封住了
However, the book is sealed.
所以这边说你拿给狮子人看，他说情念，他说我不能念，因为是封住了，不是不能念字，而是呢念不出它的意义。
So here it says that if you give this book, he'll say I cannot read it because it's sealed.
啊，另外一个呢是念拿给不识字的。
And then in verse 12, you give this to someone who's illiterate.
啊 ，D 呀 ，D I 呀 ，illiterate.
Illiterate.
啊 ，E 呀 ，I.
I L L.
啊，好。他是不识字的
，They cannot read.
他连进到里面都没有办法
，So he can't even try to enter into the Bible.
这两种人都没有办法知道意义的
，So neither of these two people can find meaning in the Bible.
所以当然我们不能当这个了
，So of course we cannot be this person.
你本身就没有办法念了嘛
？Who cannot read?
那也不能当这个了
，And we cannot be the other person either.
启示录哈，就到新约是书是开的。
Because in the whole New Testament is opened.
所以你也是识字的哦。
We are someone who's literate.
但是你识字进来之后，啊，这是神的启示。那因为刚刚那个图啊，神有的灵。
And because we have the Spirit of God.
带领你。
Which can lead us.
所以你进来了。
So we have entered this book.
神的这个启示。
And the revelation from God.
就在这里跟你相碰。
Will meet us here.
你就这个是开的。
So this book will be open to us.
那这个跟这个在这个层面上是一致的。
So both of these men are on the same level here.
啊。不一样是他没有从神来的灵。
But the difference is the guy on the right does not have the Spirit of God.
所以不一样在这里。
So that's the difference.
我讲这个也是说，这个要，这个也要。
So what we need is both God and a literate man.
末世越来越近哈。
The end time is coming.
我们再不能说我代代的信，台湾话说戆戆啊信。
We can't say that we're just very naively believing.
在一个那个完整的爱的没有混乱的情况之下，戆戆啊信是对，因为这里面没有迷惑。
If we're in the generation that has no deceit, then it's okay to be a simpleton and just believe.
保罗要最后，保罗要跟那个以弗所教会说平安再见的时候，那是他最后离开他牧养的教会，他讲的很严重啊。
And in Ephesians, when Paul is departing from them, he mentioned it very sternly.
使徒时代一样，现在一样。
It's the same thing during the apostolic time and also our time.
教会最大的那个危机绝对不是从外面来。
The most difficult thing for the church is not from the outside.
The crisis.
Crisis.
在圣经里面都是从内部。
It's all from within.
我们在讲启示录也有讲过。
And we've talked about this in Revelation.
到末世越来危害教会就是兽，这个十三章兽野兽的兽。
In Revelation, there's the beast that's persecuting the church.
到第四印的时候，有些人会被杀死啊，四分之一交给兽，
and,
不交给死啊，他们会死，四分之一。
And、
那谁来杀兽
？A fourth of the people will be killed by the beast.
那兽从哪里来
？Where did this beast come from？
当然在坐在我们这里面的哈。
It's sitting among us。
我可能如果排个 list 了哈，做 candidate list。
If there's a candidate list，
我可能是排第一。
I might be the first one on there。
那对不起，那个陈传道要排第二。
And perhaps Pastor Chen is number two。
接下来教务应该排第三 ，Lily。
And probably the church council Lily would be number three.
他应该教务吧，我知道了哈。至少他跟我联络的，我就是这样想。再来总务嘛哈。
And our general council.
所以我那个排行榜哦，第一名，他第二名，你第三名，第四名，神学生也快上名了。
And theological students would be top of the list as well.
都是从这里出来的。
The beast comes from within.
所以。啊，我们继续再讲。所以死那个好，这个先给我们一个这样的，所以这个很重要。
So this is very important.
那个以赛亚书啦，在旧约到新约哈，那个真知识很重要。
From the Old Testament Isaiah to the New Testament, the true knowledge is very important.
你没有得救的真知识
，If you don't have the true knowledge of salvation,
你会被骗。
You will be deceived.
啊、这是很难过的事情。
And it's very pitiful.
我讲过，我可能也会，我会骗你。
I've told you that maybe perhaps one day I may be lying to you.
当然，这是我自己要一直在反省检讨的。
I have to repent and try to examine myself.
反省检讨了，不是 repent 的。反省 reflect.
Reflect. I have to reflect.
是不是
？And examine myself.、
啊、我常常在讲呢，这个宗教哈、哦，或是啊，这得救的东西是。全世界最可怕的东西。
And I've mentioned once that salvation is one of the scariest things.
因为骗你到死，你还高兴哦，上天堂。如果没有呢
？Because I could lie to you until you die, and you think that you would go to heaven, but if not,
你那么早换时间也来，应该多睡一个小时啊，不是？你少睡一个小时啊，但是你还是来啊。
You've come, even though there was a time change, and it's so
early. 你想说来听了，对灵性有造就，以后上天国。
You think that you come here to listen, and your specialty improves, and you can go to heaven.
啊，如果没有呢
？What if there's no?
你气死了。
You would be mad.
但是你也死了。
But then you've died already.
我常讲，你没有机会回来说，你这个秃头的骗我一生。
So you don't have a chance to come back and say this bold person lied to me my whole life.
没办法。
You can't do anything.
好。那所以这里告诉我们 这两种人都进不去。
So we know that these two men cannot enter.、哦、
那我们再看回来我们的以弗所书。
So let's turn back to Ephesians.
那在以弗所书里面、哦、从第三节到第十四节我刚讲过了。
From verse 3 to 14 we've mentioned it.
它是从创世以前一直到那个 末日
from before creation till the end of time.
好，那我们看第三节
read verse 3.
一开始就要来颂赞神、哦、
so he praised God.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们的父、哦、
This is our Father.
是也是主耶稣基督的父。
And the Father of Lord Jesus Christ.
这另外一个问题是父子灵的关系哈。
And the other question is Trinity.
怎么会 Trinity?
The relationship between the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father.
在那个时候根本没有这个词啊！你怎么忽然想到这个？
Sorry.
在使徒时代。
During the apostolic time.
有时候分，有时候不分。
Sometimes they separate them, and sometimes they don't.
在讲救赎的时候
，and during the time of salvation, when we talk about salvation,
有分父
，there's the Father,
子
，there's the Son.、嗯、
在讲神观的时候
，and when we talk about theology,
或是 divinity, 或是 Godhead.
Or Godhead, divine nature.
不是讲神观啊，不是 divine nature， 不是 divine nature 是神性。那讲神观啊 ，Godhead 啊，我这个怎么讲那个 divine？Divine Divinity 在讲神观神 观。那有的就直接把它讲 theology，
how we view God. Sometimes we call it theology.
好，在讲神观的时候就不分。
When we talk about divine nature, then we do not separate the.
耶稣也是神，也是跟父一样。
The same as Father.
父跟子也是圣灵。
The Father and the Son are a Holy Spirit.
这是。这个是在讲神观，但如果要讲这个，要 更详细的。
And if we want to talk about that, we can go deeper.
但是在救赎里面
，But in the plan of salvation,
父跟子是分开讲的。
We separate out the Father and the Son.
不是为了圣经哈。
The Bible separates out the Father and the Son.
因为这里的子就是以人为主的，就是我们是子，所以神。那道才成为肉身。那因为儿女这个 ，OK， 先放这样。
So we are the children of God, and the Word became flesh.
那是神成为肉身哦。
It's God became flesh.
是神在肉身显现，这圣经是这样。
It's how God revealed Himself in the flesh.
我们看那个提摩太前书第
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
来，你念一下。
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up in glory.
好，第一个就好，神在肉身显现。
God was manifested in the flesh.
所以耶稣是神在肉身显现， 他就是神本身啊。
Jesus Christ is God, and he was manifested in the flesh. God manifested in the flesh.
用这个来讲的话，就没有什么父子 的问题了嘛。
And with this view, there's no question about being father and son.
那讲父子是在救赎的安排里面。
And this is mentioning father and son within the context of salvation.
所以这两个都是对的哈。
So both of them are correct.
那为什么神要成为肉身呢
？So why did God became flesh？
说老实是我们害的，那不是亚当害的。
In truth, it's because we did it to him.
那为了我们
，He did it for us.
坏的给亚当，好的给我们这样。坏的是给亚当嘛，推给他，
we
好的给我们。
Adam for this.
因为亚当，所以。
We always say that because of Adam, Jesus Christ had to come.
因为他是犯罪了嘛。
Because he sinned.
那道成肉身就是要救我们啦。
And the word became flesh to save us.
好的给我们，坏的给亚当啊。
So the good stuff is for us, but the bad name is for Adam.
这个不能讲太大声，以后到天国去，如果因为亚当，如果他问你，你老是在讲我坏话。那我们来看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
对，这为什么要成为那个血肉之体
？So why did he became flesh?
儿女嘛。
It's for the children.
儿女同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体了。
Because the children are in the flesh, so he became flesh.
所以要败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And so that he can defeat death, which is a Scene.
好，那所以在救赎的那个计划安排里面，父子是有分别的。
So in this plan of salvation, the father and the son are separate entities.
对，这个子其实是以人的地位来讲的。
Because the title for son is for men.
对，所以当然如果继续讲的话，这是好。我看到此为止，如果有什么问题以后再来专门谈这个，不然这个那我们来看回来我们的以弗所书哈。
So let's turn back to Ephesians. We won't go any deeper.
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Verse 3, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
第三节的 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵福气，是保罗在写信的时候针对当时的活着的并且是教会里面的信徒所讲的。
So Paul addressed this to the living members of the church of Ephesus at that time.
他们得到什么样天上属灵的福气呢？
So what kind of spiritual blessings have they received?
好，那你就把它算一算哈。
You can count them.
好，那接下来是天上属灵福气第一是什么呢？
What's the first one?
神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, he has chosen us.
好，那这个呢？从这里开始，我们来看看整个的救赎的计划哈。
So from here we can see the plan of salvation.
这里有一个，我们把那个创造哈，在有一个创造者 foundation of the world。这是一个词哈。
He has created the foundation of the world.
就是但是 the foundation of the 什么
world
有没有 the
有
我写错了刚刚要讲一下那这里面我们再想想包含了什么
So what does this include?
从圣经里面这是起初起初
This is the beginning
创世纪第一章第一节
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 In the beginning
In the beginning 如果我们把它画这样圆的这里如果是 beginning 的话
So if this circle represents the beginning.
把它放大了哈，因为有一个印嘛，印是在里面了哈，在这个哈。
In the beginning.
神怎么样？
What did God do? God created.
这个字 create 是从无到有。
This is from nothing to.
这是 nihil 是什么？怎么讲 ？nihilism 是什么？虚无主义那个字。
It's nihilism.
从没有到有。
Creating something from nothing.
哎，这希伯人叫 bara， 这是从无到有的，叫这个是创造。
That is the definition of creation.
其实创世纪第一章里面你可以分析一下 有些像天地是创造的
You can go deeper in Genesis chapter 1 The heaven and the earth were created
那有些不是创造有些是制造的制造就是从有到有
But some of other stuff are created
made 你的产品一定是 made 的嘛
All the products that we have
are made in China, made in USA.
It even says where it's made.
这个是从有到有啊。
So this is creating something from something.
那个一般是 create 比较思想性的，但是这个是物质上的，从无到有。
And this creation is material from creating something from nothing.
有没有意啊？神创造什么？天地。
Heaven and earth.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
就是在 beginning.
It's in the beginning.
那个两个很重要，就是那个创世纪一章一节。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
然后呢，约翰福音。
And also in John.
一章一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
都在创造在这个 in the beginning. 好
in the beginning.
那从 in the beginning 之后呢
就是 what comes after the in the beginning?
在圣经里面我们 所看到的哈，就是 from the beginning， 从创世。
It's from the beginning。
就是从这个是从起初，从起初了。
Which is from the beginning。
我们来看马可福音十章六节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6 verse 10.
十章六节。
Sorry, chapter 10 verse 6. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female.
也是一样的 beginning 哈。
It also has a word beginning.
这是 from.
And now it's from the beginning.
就是从这个 beginning 以来，
Since,
你把它 再念一次好吗？
Verse 6, but from the beginning of the creation.
From the beginning of creation, 也是 创造，但是是从 in the beginning 的之后，如果这是 beginning 的话，是 from the beginning.
So if we put that circle as in the beginning, then this is the time after that.
From 是从这一点开始。
From is from that point forward.
那这也是跟创造有关系。
And this has to do with the creation too.
Creation, huh? 那这是，所以这是马可。
So this is
十章。六节。
So this is mentioned in Mark chapter 10 verse 6.
这是创世纪，在起初神创造天地。
So Genesis says in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
那从这个 beginning 创造天地之后，如果以圣经来讲的话，这是以后的神的那个什么创造。
And from that time forward is from the beginning.
就是六天加上安息。
It's the God's creation in that six days plus the final day is Sabbath.
那这个整个的，就是 the foundation of the world.
And then the entire thing is the foundation of the world.
我只是把它从圣经，然后把它弄得更细了。
I just separated them out according to the Bible.
用时间以 beginning， 其实 beginning 是一个词了，叫ahe，起初，在起初，从起初，若圣经上。
So then there's the difference between in the beginning and from the beginning.
有一个起初嘛，哈。
There's the in the beginning.
在起初。
During that time.
神的从无到有的天地的创造是 in the beginning。
God created heaven and earth from nothing in the beginning.
第一天，其实第一天的开始之后是在这个 in the beginning 之后的事，就是 from the beginning.
And the six days of creation is after that time is from the beginning.
那在圣经里面这个词哈，就是the foundation of the world， 这是一个词，就是在讲这个。
And the foundation of the world is talking about this entire, both in its entirety.
这样我不晓得我有没有讲得清楚，就是有没有问题啊
？Is that clear? Is there any questions?
丽丽姐，有没有什么？或者怎么？好，那如果没有的话，我们就继续了哈。
So we'll continue.
然后呢？在这个创立世界以前
，What about the time before the
before 哈？Before the foundation of the world， 这个在这个之前，其实已经超越时间空间了。
So the time before the foundation of the world transcends our time and space.
所以这里呢，我就不这样画。
So I cannot draw the linear line.
因为这个之前没有天没有地啊。
Before that, there's no heaven and earth.
没有天没有地的一个状态到底是怎么样？
And what is the situation before heaven and earth?
不是混沌啊，混沌是创世以后才有混沌啊。你没有创世怎么有混沌？哦，对不起，那个我是乱想。你没有天地，没有韭菜，哪里有混沌啊？没有白菜，没有，这是开玩笑。是创世之后才有混沌，你是没有天地哪来的混沌啊？你懂意思吗？你没有办法去形容那是什么、啊，没有东西，不能混沌也是在有物质的啊。
Without form.
啊
？Okay, so if we don't have heaven and earth, we cannot. Without form in verse 2 of Genesis only comes after the beginning.
来，第二节念一下。
The earth was without form and void.
也就是说，在当时呢，混沌、空虚、黑暗，你没有时空，也没有什么，什么都不能讲，这人没有办法想象的。
We cannot imagine something that's beyond time and space.
这是神的创造。
This is the creation of God.
在这之前。
But before that.
这就是圣经所讲的，我们要去的那个天国，是你想都没想过，也没看过。
It's just like how Bible says that the heaven we're about to enter, we will enter.
那是在
灵界里面。Beyond our imagination, it's in the spiritual realm.
好。如果这样的话，其实是神在这之上的，哎，不能画。我每次来就讲，什么线都不能画的，这只是你画线就错了。你在灵界里面，你怎么画怎么做都是错的。为什么呢？只是让，因为是没有天没有地，什么？物界之前、啊、那个这个那画这个只是让你只是一个指示而已，只是说差不多这样，但是不等于。对。
So this line is to help us to understand without limited understanding.
创立世界以前。
So before the creation of the world.
在这里呢，神在基督里拣选了我们。
Over here.
圣经这样写的。
God has chosen us in Christ.
我们圣经这样就念了，那你问啊，你都不存在，怎么拣选你？
So you can ask, if I didn't even exist, how can he choose me?
都没有天地啊。
There wasn't even heaven and earth.
不要说洛杉矶了，连地球都没有啊。
There was no earth and no Los Angeles.
都没有啊，没有冥王星，没有什么星，或是什么。银河系什么都没有啊。
The galaxies didn't exist either.
你也不能说这是空啊。
You can't say that it's void.
也不能说是无啊。
Or that nothing exists.
就是创立世界以前你没有办法想象的。
It's just before the foundation of the world.
那是天上。
We can imagine that. It's in the up to heaven.
在属灵的境界里面。
It's in the spiritual realm.
我们只能这样说。
We can only conclude to that.
这样可以吗？
Is that okay?
那在基督里啊
，In Christ，
所以没有天地以前已经基督存在了。
So even before the existence of heaven and earth, Christ existed.、
那这个基督就是以后整个你我们整个那个以弗所书所讲的在基督里 ，In Christ。
In Ephesians, it mentions in Christ.
在基督里拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in Christ.
你那个是 chosen 是 election.
Chose.
所以这是救赎的安排的开始。
And this is the beginning of the salvation plan.
人有时候不没有办法去理解，但是只能接受。
Sometimes we cannot comprehend, but we can just accept it. 啊，
但是你要那个 literal， 你要看得懂吗
？We have to be literate to be able to read.
那 literal 就是写什么，你没有办法去理解，但是先接受。
We can't comprehend what we read, but we can accept what we read.
啊，你也不用去解释什么。
And we don't have to explain anything.
你去解释，那可能你自己加东西进去。
Because if we try to explain, then we might add our own interpretation.
那如果先不理解，没有关系，先把它记下来。
So if we may not comprehend, but we can memorize the Bible.
那再作为思想。
And then we can ponder.
圣经都是这种方式的。
And that's how we can study the Bible.
那如果现在就在吵啊，那是没有意义的。
And there's no meaning to argue over this.
好，所以我们再念一次哈。
So we'll read this one more time.
第一句就神的安排，我们就没有办法理解了。
We can't understand the planning of God.
神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
好，这就是这个。那创世那个从那个世界创造之后呢
？And after the foundation of the world was created，
接下来就是整个的历史的开始。
Then it's the beginning of history.
在当中，那个什么亚当犯罪，当然不是在这一点了哈。不是说神到第七天安息了，那隔天就是那个什么星期天，他就犯罪了。
So Adam didn't commit sin the Sunday right after.
接下来他在伊甸园过多久我们不知道。
We don't know how long he lived in Eden.
里面没有记载。
It didn't record.
总是这个之后。
It's sometime after the foundation of the world.
亚当犯罪了。
Adam committed sin.
犯罪之后，其实在这个之前，神的计划，如果用那个安排来讲的话，神的救赎是在这里。
You can see that God started His plan of salvation in before the foundation of the world.
但是神的计划，我们从圣经只是得到这样子而已啦。到底他怎么，我们不知道。
We don't know how He planned it.
如果我在讲说有什么不，你感觉不太通哈，随时真的，哎呦，感谢神，我们有传道在嘛，传道也要讲啊。传道如果不讲的话，圣经说是什么哑巴狗。以赛亚书啊，真的，先知都是哑巴狗，因为你面对真理你不讲，我讲错了，他若不讲的话，他就是，但我不是讲他了，我是说你们也一样嘛。
Please ask any questions.
我是说我们互相来，但是我们以着就是来读圣经来了解神的。
Because we want to read the Bible and understand God.
但是我们在这里不是在对抗，如果对抗的话，你马上会知道，对抗很可怕的。如果你存着对抗，我就是不喜欢，会整个教会乱。好，亚当，如果了我们。犯罪了。
So this is the fall of Adam.
这样写对吗？哈，好。那在这里你可以马上看到一个什么？那个神做一个皮衣给那个亚当穿，叫 skin 什么？来，我们看一下啊，看创世纪第一章。
So what did God made for Adam after his sin?
不是第三章，那个第三章第二十一节。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 21. A tunic of skin.
啊?
Tunic. T-U-N-I-C.
T-U.
N.
T-U-N.
I-C.
Of.
Of skin.
我们一般来讲就是牺牲，然后让你披上，让你穿嘛。
So there was a sacrifice for him to wear.
那一般的解释，这是一个什么 typology？ 就预表。
And this is a typology.
预表的意思就是，预表其实是预言的一种，在解经里面，预言呐、啊、，prophecy。
It's a form of prophecy.
但是是用一个事物或是一个动作来做的，有时候用人物，有时候是用这个事件。
It's using an event or an action.
所以亚当犯罪了。
So Adam had sinned.
神就有一个预表性的动作。
And God prepared this.
也是这是第一次的牺牲啊。
And this is the first sacrifice.
因为在这之前不杀动物的。
Because before that time they don't kill animals.
亚当在乐园里面是吃素食的。
Because Adam was a vegetarian in the Garden of Eden. 他是
吃果子的，是不是吃蔬菜我就不知道了。但是，他是
for sure ate fruit.
果子做食物严重。我们看那个种子的蔬菜第二十九节一章的节，他们是一切结种子的蔬菜和一切树上所结的和的果子、啊、所以他们是吃对蔬果，谢谢蔬果。
They did eat veggies and fruit.
第一次牺牲。
So the first sacrifice.
神来杀的，谁来杀的
？Who killed it?
神呢
？God did.
所以保护动物的人会不会骂神呢、啊？会哦。
Animal rights activists blame God.
好，但是为了什么？
But why did God do it?
为了亚当啊。
It's for Adam.
为了他的儿子啊。
For his son.
但是神的祝福也是不同层面的，就是了。这个我们知道嘛。
But God's blessing is also on different levels. We know that.
在宇宙里面，神创造里面，神先祝福谁啊？
In the universe during creation.
神祝福。
Who did God bless first?
不是亚当啊。
He blessed Adam first.
神先祝福什么？
Sorry, he didn't.
神先有没有人喜欢吃烤鸟的？
Anyone like?
神先祝福空中的鸟。
God blessed the birds in the air first.
谁喜欢吃海鲜？
How about seafood?
喜欢吃。那祝福呢？海中的鱼，这是第一个开始祝福。祝福不是从人类开始啊。
He didn't bless the human first.
从空中的鸟、海中的鱼开始。
He blessed the birds in the air and the fish in the ocean first.
你看《创世纪》二十二一章二十二节，第五天呐、啊。
On the fifth day.
这是第一个福气啊。
This was the first blessing.
啊，这个福气是什么福气啊
？And what was that blessing?
神祝福这样很好，对我们很好啊。所以有一个弟兄听完这样说：“哎呀，感谢主，我喜欢吃海鲜，因为、哦、呵呵真的、啊，神如果不祝福海鲜的话，怎么就绝了嘛？但是现在是人乱来了，不然照神的规矩，海鲜吃不完。”
So it's in Genesis chapter 1 verse 22. God blessed them to be fruitful.
因为神祝福的、啊，第一次祝福是祝福鸟。所以吃烤鸟的人也是吃神祝福的东西啊。
And God also blessed.
二十二节来，你念一下。
In the air, so in verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply in the earth."
生养众多，遍满他们所住的地方。
So it's be fruitful and multiply.
这是第一个层面的福气嘛，哈。
This was the first blessing.
好，那第二个层面才人呐、啊。
And then the second one is for men.
那人的住比那些海鲜啊，比那个鸟又更多了一层。
And on a higher level.
不，基础是一样的，基础一样。Foundation the same foundation. 也就是信仰众多遍满全地嘛。
It's to be fruitful and multiply as well.
啊，我们看第一章的第二十八节嘛。
It's in verse one, chapter one, verse 28.
这有神样子形象的，他多了什么呢？多了管理跟治理。
We have the image of God, and one additional thing is to have dominion.
哎，这是第二层面。
This is the second level.
那就是人了哈。
And this is for men.
那第三层面呢
？What's the third level？
更高了。
It's even higher。
就是神祝福自己休息的那一天。
God bless the Sabbath。
没有了，神自己休息嘛？你看
，God
造啊、哦，那个他就歇了他一切的工，安息了啊、哦。那神自己安息了，就祝福那一天了。
Because God rested, so He blessed that day.
So, 安息日是最高最高层次的祝福。
So, the blessing that for the last the rest, day of resting is even higher.
是祝福的日子。
It's a day of blessing.
祝福是一样哈。你看，海鲜、飞鸟也是福，祝福同样一个字，人也是祝福。但是呢，安息日多什么？多一个圣。
So both for the birds and the men, it's blessing, but for the Sabbath day, it's also sanctified.
圣就是神啊。
To be sanctified,
圣就是属于神的。
To belong to God.
所以你看旧约新约一样啊，天使在颂赞经是什么？圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
It's the same in the Old Testament and New Testament.
用圣来
praise by saying holy.
圣讲圣。
To say holy.
好。所以从这里开始，救赎的执行的预在人间的 typology 就开始了。
So from this point forward, the fulfillment of the plan started.
好。十字架
And we have the cross.
就是把它完成
Fulfill the plan.
所以耶稣在十字架说成了
And Jesus Christ said it is done on the cross. It is finished.
It is done, finished, 或是什么
It is finished.
那个那是写 finish 啊那我们看这一节课我们就下课了那个约翰福音十九章。
So it's recorded in John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章第二三十节。
Verse 30, it is finished.
Oh, it finished. 好吧。有没有异地啊？
有。
OK, 成了。所以救赎了，要救赎的，也就是说，饭已经煮好了。摆上桌说哎，饭煮好了，
just like、
就是救赎的内容啊，什么准备好了。
So at this time, the salvation has been prepared.
哎，那饭煮好，谁先吃啊
？So after the meal is prepared, who eats it first?
旧约所有人都先吃。
Everyone in the Old Testament.
因为
first.
啊，这个我们下午再来讲了。
So we'll continue in the afternoon.
我们记住我们的题目是什么？
Remember what
救赎的安排跟实践。
It's the design and fulfillment of salvation.
我继续把这个弄完哈，但再思考一下哈，在座的传道也帮忙想一想，看这样通不通嘛？不通，这个是都可以改的。那我只是把几个经节哈，把它放在一起啊。讲的比较细一点就是了。
So I've discussed in more details based on a few verses.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together to conclude.